Ever since the early days of broadcasting, nearly 100 years ago, the law has had an almost impossible time trying to keep up with technology. Now, Congress is trying to figure out how to prevent cyber theft of movies, songs, and consumer goods, which is a good thing, but in the process may end up shutting down innumerable legitimate websites, particularly social media and user-generated content. What the proposals would do is allow almost any court in the United States to issue an order forcing internet service providers to block access to any site that might be infringing the law. And advertising networks would not be allowed to present ads either on or about the allegedly infringing site. The law also requires the ISP to prevent access to infringing sites. But in order to do this, the provider will have to screen every bit of traffic in its entire user base. But this in turn has serious implications for invasion of privacy. But notice what the proposed law does. Your site doesn't have to actually be doing anything wrong. So long as there is an accusation, you could be shut down. So ultimately, the law will result in legal sites being blocked, not just those engaged in stealing other people's intellectual property. Even innocent social media sites could be charged with facilitating infringement simply because they provide the platform for other users' content. And all it would take is some overzealous individual, or government, to file a complaint to put innumerable providers at risk. It's been estimated by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce that companies lose $135 billion a year to counterfeiting and piracy. But a guiding principle in American law is innocent until proven guilty. This new attempt at internet regulation promises to stand that long-cherished tradition on its head. I'm Larry Burris.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the author, not necessarily those of WMOT or of the College of Mass Communication at Middle Tennessee State University.